Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the community of Gaillie is living in fear after a second night of disorder in Derry. Gardaí have declared reports of a suspicious device at Letterkenny University Hospital a hoax. There has been a second security breach affecting police in Northern Ireland. Plans are in motion to establish a community cardiac first responder group in Buncrana. And the Cathaoirleach of the Glenties MD has hit out at people who continue to throw rubbish out of car windows. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First to news though, the community of Gaillie is living in fear after a second night of disorder in Derry. Investigations are continuing in the city following reports of shots being fired last night, while cars were also stormed, a fence set on fire and a bus damaged. Unrest first broke out on Monday night after a Republican bonfire was dismantled by authorities in the Gaillie area, which saw cars hijacked and set on fire, as well as petrol bombs thrown. A teenage girl is in hospital after being struck by debris from a burning car. Councillor Sandra Duffy has echoed calls from the PSNI for calm in the area.
The people of Gaillie have been tormented over the last number of nights in relation to continuous antisocial behaviour. We have seen our community come under attack and community services, with our community centre being petrol bombed, a community bus being damaged, and then cars being hijacked and people being assaulted. We also have a young girl who is in hospital at the minute following the incident where the car had been burnt. This is all very, very frightening for the people of Gaillie. The people of Gaillie are very proud, and it's a very vibrant community, and I would ask for calm over the next number of hours and that we have a peaceful night tonight where people are not afraid of what is going to happen just outside their doors.
And we know that what sparked it off. What can bring a resolution to this now? What can result in calm?
Well, I know that we have really good community services here on the ground. We have great youth services on the ground who are continuously engaging with some of the young people in the area. They are encouraging them to get involved in some of the more positive activities. We have community festivals. We have fun days, we have residentials, we have bus runs. All these things are going on within the community as we speak, and we're trying to encourage a lot of the young people who have been involved in this away from the activity. But we would also encourage people here coming into Gaillie to watch, to observe, to please stay away and give the people of Gaillie a break, because they really need it at this point.
Gardaí have declared reports of a suspicious device at Letterkenny University Hospital a hoax. Gardaí were alerted last night at around 11:30 following reports of a potential suspicious device at the hospital. Following a search of the area in conjunction with hospital staff, it was confirmed that nothing untoward was found. There's been a second security breach affecting police in Northern Ireland. A laptop with the names of more than 200 officers and staff was stolen from a private vehicle last month. It comes after personal and employment information about every officer was released online yesterday. PSNI officers have been the target of Republican paramilitaries in recent years. Liam Kelly, chairman of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland, says the data breaches are serious.
We're talking about life and death here, and that's not to sensationalise, you know, what has happened. The reality around this is our officers' personal safety is paramount, and the fact that the organisation itself has been the source of some of this information getting into the public domain is a matter of deep regret and annoyance.
Well, the wife of a serving police officer in Northern Ireland says they're living in fear after the huge data breach compromised his details. Speaking anonymously, the woman says she's shocked and angry.
Every morning, before my husband leaves for work and before I leave for work, we both check under our cars in case of any suspicious devices. We vary our routes to work on a daily basis, so there's no familiarity about that. And we basically don't talk about what my husband does to anybody.
The HSE has confirmed a new COVID variant has been detected in Ireland. ERIS, which is a descendant of Omicron, has been established in the UK and the US. Sean O'Regan reports.
The HSE says Iris is more transmissible than previous circulating variants and has been associated with outbreaks in hospitals in Ireland and elsewhere. It adds there is currently no evidence of increased clinical severity of infection, but people are still advised to follow COVID-19 prevention measures. A rise in cases internationally is being driven by several factors, including greater outdoor mixing, increased international travel and waning immunity. The World Health Organization has not designated EG.5 as a variant of concern or a variant of interest, but the lesser rating as a variant under monitoring. As of this morning, there were 408 people in hospital with COVID-19 in Ireland, 13 of whom were in intensive care units. Since the pandemic, there have been over 1.7 million confirmed cases here and 9,125 deaths.
A former government minister says 16-year-olds are too impressionable to vote. Senator Michael McDowell doesn't believe the government's plans to look into the prospect is the right call. Research into the idea will be carried out by the newly established Electoral Commission. Senator McDowell doesn't think minors are responsible enough to cast a ballot.
I mean, it's illegal for a 17-year-old to be found in a pub licensed premises at certain hours. It's illegal for a 17-year-old to buy a lottery ticket. I don't see any particular reason why we should say that children should vote in elections. Children are impressionable.
Plans are in motion to establish a community cardiac first responder group in Buncrana. It's proposed the CFR group will cover the general Buncrana area as well as Fawn, Elise, Dumfries and Desert Tegney. Volunteers will be trained to respond to certain emergency calls. A public meeting is due to take place on Monday, August the 21st at 8 p.m. in the Lake of Shadows Hotel, Buncrana. Newton Cunningham CFR chairperson Roddy Smith says having such a community service in place could save lives.
In Buncrana, we're just at the very beginning. So we're planning a meeting, a public interest meeting. And this is a first step in developing a CFR group in the Buncrana area.
And how important is it to have such a service?
It's very important. Obviously, there's the ambulance service are extremely busy, as well as the hospitals. And when we have volunteers in the community that can respond to life-threatening circumstances, and it provides first aid or stabilising the patient waiting for the ambulance to come. So it's extremely important that we have volunteers within the community to achieve this.
And ultimately, it could be a life-saving response.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, lives are saved within the initial steps are taken, the basic life support from the very start. Early CPR, early defibrillation is what saves lives. You know, and the ambulance can't always be there within them first 4 minutes. So it's very important that people train to become, you know, the general public are trained in good CPR. And then we have volunteers that come along with defibrillators and also good quality CPR.
The SDLP has confirmed that the original declaration of the Waterside DEA in May's local elections has been upheld. Following a court hearing, a continuation of the count in the constituency took place today. In a statement issued, SDLP leader Colm Eastwood says Councillor Martin Riley has been elected. The formal declaration of the result is to be certified by the High Court next week, following the conclusion of the count in Derry today. The Garda Commissioner says he's staying on in his job even if rank and file Gardaí pass a vote of no confidence in him. Members of the Garda Representative Association are taking part in the unprecedented ballot as a round continues over rosters. Commissioner Harris says he's staying on regardless of the outcome.
This is the greatest privilege in terms of my career and the work that I've done in policing. I have 40 years service in policing this year, and so what I wish to do is finish off my career in policing within Garda Síochána as Commissioner. And as I say, this is the greatest privilege of my career. I give it my all, and I'm entirely committed to the organisation, and I'm entirely committed into providing a policing service to the citizens of Ireland.
The Cathaoirleach of the Glendies Municipal District has hit out at people who continue to throw rubbish out of car windows. Councillor Michael McLafferty is urging the public to take their rubbish home and dispose of it responsibly if a bin is not available. He told the 9 till noon show earlier that additional recycling facilities, however, are needed in the MD.
Regardless who's driving the road, And there are plenty of motor cars and vehicles now at the minute. It's down to them all. But I accept the fact as well, we are falling down here as well in the Glenties area too, to be fair at all, that we don't have our own waste recycling facilities as well for your cardboard and plastic and so on. That is a drawback as well, I accept that. But it's still no excuse either. It's still no excuse throwing it, putting down the screw and then the one to throwing it out either.
The really sad things is there are people who will chuck stuff out windows and they'll do so within 10 feet of a bin.
That's the sad reality of it. I was actually in a forecourt one day, in a petrol court, going out of a shop, and outside there was this car, but down the window, fired out his two bottles and a couple of sweet wrappers and drove off, like, on the forecourt, under view of cameras and everything else. I just can't understand that mentality, to be honest with you.
The Northern Ireland Executive Office says it has taken on board the concerns over the hosting of events at Ebrington Square in Derry. A number of weeks ago, four concerts planned for the area were thrown into jeopardy after permission was withdrawn by a Stormont department due to a threat of legal action by a third party if the events were to go ahead. In a statement, the Executive Office says it is aware that the intention to hold dance music events at Ebrington Square this month has caused a level of controversy. While the scheduled events will take place, the office has identified and agreed to embrace further checks and balances in its own process and says it hopes the holding of such future events has the full support of all sections of the local community. Sinn Féin's transport spokesperson is calling on Dublin Airport to insulate more homes impacted by noise coming from the north runway. The number of people living near Dublin Airport exposed to potentially harmful levels of aircraft noise at night is up 10% to almost 1,700 since 2019. The Aircraft Noise Competent Authority also revealed over 21,000 living on flight paths suffer high levels of sleep disturbance. South Donegal Deputy Martin Kenny says a compromise must be found.
We also have a situation where, you know, a lot of the houses might be open to get insulation, to get improvements and noise reduction measures put in, but the Airport Authority needs to pay for that and needs to come up with a solution that will resolve this situation for everyone. Obviously, it's a once-off measure. So therefore, it may have a cost, but it's a cost, I think, that needs to be examined, because ultimately, you know, everyone needs good neighbours and the airport needs good neighbours as well. And the airport needs to be good neighbours to the people that live around it.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Jockey of the week at last week's Galway Festival, Dylan Brown McMonagall, is back in action this evening. There's a 7-race card at Sligo and the Donegal jockey has several rides there today. The feature race, which is at 6:10, will see McMonagall on the favourite, the Joseph O'Brien trained Perfect Portrait. In Gaelic games, legendary former Tyrone manager Art McCrory has died at the age of 82. In three separate spells in charge of the Red Hand County, he helped them win 5 Ulster championships and a Division 1 title. Under his guidance, McCrory led Tyrone to their first All-Ireland final appearance in 1986 and then again in 1995. Derry Championship action continues tonight in the Senior Championship Group A. Dungiven will take on Glen, while in Group B it's Newbridge against Loop. And then in the Intermediate Championship, Craig Bann are playing host to 4 Glen. Those matches all start at 7:30. In athletics, the Ireland 4x400m relay team have qualified for the final of the European Under-20 Championships in Jerusalem. This morning, Fun Valley's Hannah Murray ran a controlled and impressive second leg and hit the break zone in first position in what was a very tough heat. Ireland would finish fourth in a season best time of 3:39.02 to make tomorrow's final. Also on the track this morning was Tyrconnell's Fintan Dewhurst. The Glenties man finished seventh in the semi-final of the men's 400m hurdles in 56.64. Unfortunately, he didn't make the final, but it's valuable championship experience for the under-18 silver medalist from the European Games. Cross-channel football now. Wolves have confirmed Gary O'Neill as their new head coach. He takes over from Julian Lopetegui, who left the club last night following disagreements over transfer policy. O'Neill spent the majority of last season in charge at Bournemouth, helping them to stay in the Premier League. West Ham looks set to offer Harry Maguire the chance to revive his career. The London club have agreed a €35 million fee with Manchester United for their captain. The Hammers were just waiting to discuss personal terms with Maguire. Meanwhile, it's believed a €100 million release clause for West Ham's Lucas Paqueta doesn't come into effect until the summer. City are interested in the Brazilian, but a fee of €80 million has been floated. Premier League newcomers Luton Town have announced the shock signing of Ross Barkley. The former Everton midfielder spent last season at Nice, scoring four times in 27 League One appearances. Robbie Keane's Maccabi Tel Aviv are back in European action this evening. The former Republic of Ireland captain has taken his side to Cyprus to play AK Larnaca in the third qualifying round of the Conference League. While Rangers begin their Champions League qualifying campaign tonight, they welcome Swiss side Servette to Ibrox, and that one starts at 7:45. Finally, in boxing, the governing bodies of boxing in the United States, Great Britain, England, New Zealand, Australia and the Netherlands have been confirmed as the founding members of World Boxing. The new body is seeking to oust the IAB as the seat of power for amateur boxing worldwide. World Boxing members have been long-term critics of IBA President Umar Akhremlev and the Russian funding of the IBA. The Irish body, the IABA, are to vote on World Boxing membership at the end of this month. And that's your sport for today, Michaela. More tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news. Any student accommodation used to house refugees during the summer will be returned to the Department of Higher Education for the start of term. This includes a complex in Sligo, which was expected to accommodate refugees into the term. However, an agreement between Minister Simon Harris and Roderick O'Gorman means only accommodation vacant for more than a year will be used during the college term. Minister Harris says it was important to provide clarity to students.
All of the beds that have been provided for the summer period this year and indeed last year will be handed back to the universities and to student use in advance of the college year. So like, our sector is really eager. I know students are really eager. The colleges are really eager to do everything they can to help people with this humanitarian crisis. But there also needs to be a degree of kind of common sense in terms of how it works. And I think the protocol tries to get that balance right.
This year's McGill Summer School will focus on global issues. The 43rd Summer School will get underway next Wednesday in Glenties. Discussions will centre around Ukraine, the role of China, the future of Russia, Ireland's future, climate change and AI. Guest speakers include Congressman Brendan Boyle, European Commissioner Maria McGuinness, the Ukrainian Ambassador to Ireland and MP Claire Hanna. Dr. Joe Mulholland, Director of McGill Summer School, says it is now renowned across Ireland.
It's amazing. The people down as far as Cork and obviously Dublin and so on. It's amazing how they don't want to miss the McGill. This always amazes me. I suppose it's the combination of going to Donegal, seeing its beauty and then having something else to occupy the mind as well. So it's kind of serving the mind and body, I suppose.
There's disappointment as it's been confirmed the Clipper fleet won't return to Derry next year. Derry City and Strabane District Council has announced that the city won't be a stop in the 2024 Clipper Round the World Yacht Race. The council says it will now work on ways to build on the Maritime Festival's success with a new narrative that retains the event's international profile and builds on the positive impact it has had on the local economy. And finally, over 90 events are planned in Donegal as National Heritage Week gets underway in the coming days. This year's theme is Living Heritage, with people invited to explore the traditions, practices, knowledge and skills that have been passed down through generations. Lindsay Dolan has more.
The County Donegal Heritage Office said there should be something for everyone in Donegal during Heritage Week, which takes place from Saturday, August 12th to Sunday, August 20th. Joseph Gallagher, County Donegal Heritage Officer, said the variety of events planned this year is impressive and includes traditional skills, demonstrations, guided walks, heritage site visits, field trips, heritage open houses, exhibitions, talks, workshops, artisan fairs, historical reenactments, launch events and children's activities. 2 days during Heritage Week have a particular theme. Saturday, August 19th is Wild Child Day and encourages children and families to get outdoors to enjoy and explore the heritage and biodiversity in their locality. Meanwhile, Sunday, August 20th is Water Heritage Day and celebrates Ireland's water and how the country country's history and heritage has been shaped by the sea, rivers, lakes and wetlands.
The full programme of events is available online at heritageweek.ie. Weather now mostly cloudy this evening with just a few bright spells. Patchy low cloud, mist and fog will increase overnight with lowest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The community of Gallia is living in fear after a second night of disorder in Derry. Investigations are continuing in the city following reports of shots being fired last night while cars were also stormed, a fence set on fire and a bus damaged. Gardaí have declared reports of a suspicious device at Letterkenny University Hospital a hoax. Gardaí were alerted last night at around 11:30 following reports of a potential suspicious device at the hospital. There's been a second security breach affecting police in Northern Ireland. A laptop with the names of more than 200 officers and staff was stolen from a private vehicle last month. And this year's McGill Summer School will focus on global issues. The 43rd Summer School will get underway next Wednesday in Glenties. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Wednesday evening, August the 9th. The death has occurred of Kathleen O'Gara, née Gallagher, Bogey, Letterkenny, formerly Mean Derry, Fulcara, reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock both nights. Funeral from there on Friday, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations if wished to Hillcrest House Residents Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Oliver Freel, Glenlower, Remelton. Remains will repose at his home from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Brendan Joyce, retired Garda, 9 Pillar Park, Buncrana, County Donegal, and formerly of Belcarra, Castlebar, County Mayo. Brendan's remains will be reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. House private to family and close friends. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St Mary's Church, Coghill, Buncrana, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of Porter funeral directors. The death has taken place in Cadiz, Spain, of Joe Carlin, formerly of Kilmora, Fawn. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Jean McMonigal, née McKinley, 26 Fox Hills, Letterkenny, formerly Rusky, Newton Cunningham and McNeely Villas, Letterkenny. Jean's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock both nights. Wake is for family and close friends only. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if wished to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Maggie O'Donnell, Barney, Acres, Burton Port. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. The death has taken place of Rosemary Toland, née Doherty of Larganray, Downings. Remains en route to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Sadie Gillespie, née McCall, Brodge, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at her own home in Brodge. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Colm Devenny, 4 Rose Court, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, with viewing this evening until 7 o'clock. Removal from there at 20 past 10 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Della Bradley, Gortlarry, Carndonagh. Remains reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.